Tonight, American Idol begins its 15th and final season on Fox. Now, people either loved or hated the creator, that mean judge Simon Cowell. I guess you know where I stand. He stopped hosting years ago, but it's worth noting how the show completely revolutionized competition shows and dominated pop music over the past decade. Don't forget, it gave us Kelly Clarkson. And Carrie Underwood. I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive. Carved my name into his leather seat. Also gave us Adam Lambert and some people who didn't win but then went on to win our hearts. Joining us now, NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, what do you say to people who are like, oh, that's just, you know, it's more reality TV?
Well, you know, American Idol is a classic TV show, and it's hard to remember back to 2002 when the show first started how revolutionary it really was, because the show and what it's doing now is not groundbreaking, and I certainly understand people sort of feeling like been there, done that, but when the show first debuted, it changed a lot of things.
Well, and if you love voices and people just really trying to be heard, it had that noble aspect. Didn't like the mean part, you know, when they were put down. But you're a musician. Talk about how musical it was.
Well, I'd like to point out one of my favorite singers who's been on the show is Jennifer Hudson.
Could Jennifer Hudson not win that year?
Yeah, well, the problem was that there were several African-American female soul singers in that competition who did well. But, you know, she went on to, of course, co-star in the film Dreamgirls. She won an Oscar. And I think part of Idol's problem early on, especially and even now, is that the more distinctive performers, the Adam Lamberts, the Clay Aikens, they are the ones who can get close to winning but often don't win, even though they're the kind of artists that I think get attention once they get off the show.
You mentioned how groundbreaking this was in the beginning, and this was before what we're seeing now, which is that people literally watching it on social media.
Yeah, well, what was interesting about American Idol, it was part of the first wave of the new edition of reality TV shows. Shows like Survivor and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where average people could become superstars by being featured on these shows. Now, add in the fact that American Idol, when it started, had this real penchant for identifying really eccentric, oddball people who thought they could sing who couldn't. And then Simon Cowell, in particular, the superstar judge, would mercilessly make fun of them.
I can tell you, 1,000,000,000% do not attempt to have a career in music.
And that became part of the show's formula for success. And then the later part of the show would be about the actually talented people coming to the fore. And then you'd have a winner like Kelly Clarkson who would go on to become a real pop star. So that made the show quite a phenomenon.
So what happened? Why did it slide?
Well, first of all, I think people got used to the formula. The other thing that's a problem with Idol is that it doesn't produce pop stars anymore. And in fact, there's a scene in tonight's episode where a super fan tries to name all the people who won American Idol. Even she makes a mistake when she gets to the later seasons. And after a while, you start hearing these names of people that you've never heard. I mean, it's like you could put them on a milk carton. They've been missing. You know, it's like where are the seismic impact of people who've won American Idol? It doesn't happen anymore. And I think that has meant that the show has stopped being a phenomenon.
Well, I know you want to talk about a competition show that you think is better right now than The Idol. I would agree. It's The Voice. And it's partly because it has winners like last season's Jordan Smith. Amazing. Here he is singing a version of Sia's Chandelier.
One, two, three, two. Throw it back till I lose count.
Eric, don't call me while The Voice is on. I love this show. What are you as a critic like about it?
Okay, so, well, not to disagree with you, but I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. Because contestants from The Voice, nobody knows who they are either. people win this show, even though they're very good, and they drop off the face of the earth as far as show business is concerned. But the voice is focused on the superstar judges. And at a time when we have the Kardashians and we have all these people on reality TV shows being made famous just because they're on a show, you have to have something that breaks through the clutter. And the voice breaks through the clutter because the show is really about watching the superstar judges interact with each other, interspersed with bits where contestants sing.
Well, and those judges being country star Blake Shelton, No Doubt's Gwen Stefani, Maroon 5's Adam Levine, and superstar producer Pharrell Williams. And of course, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton made headlines when they started dating, which makes that point about the host being the stars. But that's another story for another time. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you.
Always a pleasure.